To gift or not to gift? That is the question. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning. Angie is in Mission Valley. Angie, what's your question?
Hi, John. Hi, Tammy. Thanks for having me on. So, little background. I have a coworker and a friend who's getting married on October 17th. Me and my husband were invited to the wedding, but due to COVID, of course, they decided to cut their guest list and have it be only immediate family and close friends. So I was actually kind of relieved because I wasn't sure if I wanted to attend anyway. For the weekend, I'm searching through their wedding registry, me and my husband on the couch watching TV, and he looks over and he gets a little bitter and says, why are we buying them a present? We're not invited to the wedding. So it crossed my mind. Of course I'm going to buy them a present. We were originally invited. So why would I not buy them a present? But he is very bitter about it. He doesn't want to buy a present for a wedding we're no longer invited to. What's the etiquette here?
Oh, that's an interesting question because let me see if I have him right. He's under the premise that you give the gift at the wedding and you also get something in return. You get to be at the wedding, you get a dinner, you dance, you have a party. And he's not going to get to do that now. So, I mean, my first question would be how close are the friends?
So that's true too, because they are technically they're more closer to me because it's my coworker and her fiancé who are getting married. But I mean, we've had them over to our house. We've had game nights with them. I mean, he definitely is on the friendly level with them, but I guess I would consider them more my friend than his friend.
Angie, you said that your husband seemed bitter that you guys were uninvited. That no disrespect, but that seems rather undude-like. I mean, usually guys are the ones like, I don't care. I don't want to go to the wedding anyway.
And I felt like, you know, he would be relieved like as I was. But, he wasn't mad when I told him we weren't invited. He just seemed very bitter when I started buying the present. Like, it wasn't necessarily that he was upset that he wasn't going. He was just appalled that we'd be buying a present for an event that we were no longer invited to. But to me, the gift was never about the party. Like, to your point, Tammy, like, it seems like he was very much like, we buy a present because we're going. To me, I was going to buy a present regardless, but... I was interested that he was kind of bitter about it.
Well, and that's totally it. I mean, I see your point. I see his point. But let's let the KSON loyal listeners give their opinions. 833-287-1037. What do you think? Do they still buy the gift, even though they're not going to the wedding?
So a quick protocol question. So you're invited to this wedding. Because of COVID, they had to scale back their guest list. Is that officially uninvited, or is it just the way things are in 2020? I mean, if you're uninvited, I agree with your husband. If you're uninvited, I say, yeah, screw the gift. But if this is just like you'd be here, but we just can't have you here, then I guess I see your point, Angie.
Right. And, you know, they never took it off the table. This might be something they do in the future. Like, maybe they have a ceremony next year. But to me, like, we weren't uninvited, quote unquote. We were just, you know, they cut their guest list. But my husband's on the other track that he kind of got mad that we're not invited anymore. So why even buy them a gift?
You said the line right there. They cut the guest list. You're uninvited. I don't know. Anyway, let's put it out for debate. 833-287-1037. Do they buy a gift even though they're not going to the wedding?
John and Tammy on KSON. Angie called us last hour with a very interesting dilemma. She was invited along with her husband to a wedding. Because of COVID, they had to scale back their guest list, meaning, I guess, that they were uninvited. Her husband's like, absolutely not. We are not buying them a wedding present. Angie's like, of course we're buying them a wedding present. Who is right? 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning.
Let's go to Oceanside. Good morning, Donna. Donna, what is your take on this?
Good morning, Tammy. I say you buy them a wedding gift because you love them, and it's a symbol of you wishing them good luck on their marriage, whether you go or not.
All right, Donna. There you go. So Donna and Angie are on the same court. No one's supporting Angie's husband yet. David is in Oceanside as well. David, what do you think about this, pal?
I agree with the wife. I think we should buy the gift.
Even though you're not going to the wedding anymore because of the guest list being cut back due to COVID, you say a gift is still deserved to the couple?
A gift is still deserved. I look at it kind of like a baby shower or a housewarming gift. You know, this couple's approaching a new phase of their life. So it's just a gift of congratulations, like looking forward to what's to come in the future.
All right,
awesome.
David.
Thank you so much, honey. Let's go to Louie now. Louie, what is your take on this, gift or no gift?
Hi. I think you should give them gifts. Material things are nothing. It's also a blessing in disguise because you never know if anybody goes there and gets the disease. So I think material things are nothing. You know, he is supposed to give a gift regardless, whether he's going or not.
All right,
that's a great point, Louis. Thank you, honey. 833-287-1037. Let's go to Escondido and say good morning to Dylan. Dylan, what do you think?
For me, a gift is not a quid pro quo item. You don't give a gift expecting something back. I mean, that's basically where the bottom line is that if you're giving a gift and expecting something back, then it's no longer a gift at that point. It's payment.
Right. So what you're saying is that because they were uninvited, that shouldn't be reason to not give a gift.
Correct.
One more call here. Let's go to Rocco in El Cajon. Hi, Rocco. What is your take on this? Should they give a gift even though they were technically uninvited?
Well, how I look at it is at the end of the day, you know, you just got to go with your heart. You know, if you feel, you know, that, you know, getting a gift will make you happy, I say go ahead and do it. I mean, life is too short, and who knows how many other people ain't going to give gifts. But, I mean, I would do it, you know. I'll go with my heart. My heart would say yes.
All right,
there you go.
Rocco.
Thank you, Rocco. See, now I understand, like, it's the wife's coworker. So I guess I see that there's not probably a lot of heart here when it comes to her husband, you know, that it didn't seem like it was as important to him as it was to her.
But so Angie did say that they come over for game nights and stuff, that they've hung out together socially. So they are friends.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I see both sides. I understand him. I understand her. So well, I think she buys the gift.
Right. Well, she will. I mean, make no mistake about it. They're getting a gift.
Right.
My point was, like, I was surprised that Angie's husband was, he felt wronged, and that's why he doesn't want to send a gift. I'm like, dude,
Come on, you should send
them a gift just for not having to go to the wedding. All right, well, Angie, if you're still listening, KSON Family says get him a gift, and Angie's husband, you know what, bright side is you're not going to have to be at a wedding you don't want to go to.
That's true.